All right, Malcolm Stewart, look, I saw you earlier. We were talking about stuff that was stewable or not, and we know you had a bike malfunction and jacked yourself up this week. So if someone had told you, hey, all of that and all the stuff you're going through and you're going to get six, you'll take it.
No. I'm in a lot of pain right now. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I mean, yeah, I mean, for sure, it pays off, but damn, man, nobody wants to go through that pain, but... I told myself, I was like, I showed up today. I'm like, dude, I don't even know if I'm going to be able to ride. I went through first practice. They were like, you don't have to ride. I'm like, bro, I fly damn California to St. Louis and then be like, oh, I ain't going to ride. No, no, no. We racing. So, I was just taking it practice by practice, and I was like, dude, just get through the practice. And then, honestly, for me, I think Dr. G helped me out all week and just getting me ready for this weekend. And then I went and saw that the Alpine Star Medical unit, and those guys helped me out. So, I mean, it's good to have these people on your side, when you get in little tough situations. But for me, I was just happy, with the way I rode. And to be honest with you, to put 20 minutes like that solid, it was a straight race. I mean, it was a battle. It was a serious battle out there.
It was pretty intense.
Dude, we was. I was like, dude, Tomac, Osborne, Brayton. I mean, we were having a little freight train going, and even Hill was right behind me. So it was, racing like that, it just gives you flashbacks to, like, realize, like, man, this is what racing is all about. When, of course, like, yeah, we didn't win the race, but just being in the race like that just makes it fun. And that's that's what, for me, that's what we all live for and we drive for every day. So it paid off. I guess I would say we got six, and there was, like I said, better start. We still got to work on a little bit of starts, but at least you can know what not starting 19th is definitely a hell of a way. So
funny, you tied your career best with this result, right? And it's one of the, like you said, one of the weeks where you're just jacked up and you got your career best.
Yeah, like I said. But we got more to go, and we're going to take it race by race each weekend. We got six last weekend, and our goals is just stay top 10, and then we're going to end up on the box here before you know. And I remember, and it's funny, I saw on the last lap, I could see third. I'm like, I ain't that far away from third. So it's all definitely possible. And we're just going to keep working our way up there. And I'm happy with the whole group I've been working with. Everybody's been, working their butts off on and off the track. So I'm excited to see what the next 15 rounds can do for us.
Such a good track. Such good dirt, huh?
St. Louis is one of my – honestly, this is probably – I mean, and I can speak that for everybody. This is probably one of the favorite – like the best dirt there is. So sucks that it was only the second race. I wish we can have this race this week in every race. So I say they should just pack – Dirtworks should pack this dirt up and bring it to Anaheim. But, it was good. It's just good to mix it up, like a little bit of East Coast fans. There's a lot of fans that were here, and I got a lot of fans that are rooting for me. So that was cool just to mix it up. And a couple of my friends met me here, but more towards the East Coast. So, like I said, I'm excited, and I'm happy with the result that I got, and we're just going to keep moving from here.
Did you do the quad over the table?
I didn't do nothing, bro. Okay.
I didn't see you do it, but...
Hey, to be honest with you, the number 27 out there was not stewable at anything. He wasn't quad nothing. It was more like, let's just go out here, give us 20 solid minutes, and go home.
Well,
so
I can't wait to see James's breakdown of your race.
He ain't going to talk about me. He's probably going to talk about...
He's going to be disgusted.
Yeah, he's going to say, good job, bro, and that's probably much it. That's all we're going to hear about it. Yeah, right. Hey, you know what? He's like, well, at least my brother didn't start last. Yeah, so at least that was good, and he raced. So that's a positive thing for him.
Well, hey, nice work tonight. Yeah, like, it's funny how that works, man. Tied a career best, and I thought you rode really well. So good job, and we'll see you next week. Heal up.
Thank you. Appreciate it.